Good afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather picture once again, both at the surface and aloft, with a southerly breeze and mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will soar well above normal once again, reaching highs in the lower to middle 70s. Just a few high thin clouds passing through from time to time, leading to mostly clear skies tonight. This will allow temperatures to drop back into the middle and upper 40s across the higher terrain to the lower 50s in the valleys, with areas of fog developing by tomorrow morning at sunrise. A deep trough of low pressure carving out in the middle of the country will pivot through the lower Mississippi Valley and head in our direction to open up the new work week. So some clouds will tend to mix with the sunshine on Monday afternoon, otherwise enough sun and still in this mild air to push us back into the lower and middle 70s. As this trough of low pressure continues its pivot through the Ohio Valley and into our region, skies will cloud over, and there is the chance of a few showers by sunrise on Tuesday, with a better chance of showers during the day on Tuesday, perhaps even a thunderstorm in the afternoon, with highs remaining in the lower 70s. After this system passes by late Tuesday and Tuesday night, some cooler air will start to flow in. With a return to a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and still the risk of a shower, highs on Wednesday will be back into the lower 60s. In fact, the coolest pool of air associated with this system will be over us on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers, highs staying in the middle and upper 50s. After this disturbance passes by, we'll go back to drier weather on Friday and Saturday, highs close to 60 to round out the work week and back into the lower to mid-60s by the early part of next weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain and high elevation snow will be the main weather story again across the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies through today as a strong low pressure system tracks eastward across the region. This atmospheric river will likely result in several inches of rain across parts of western Oregon and Washington, with some locations getting in excess of 5 inches as a storm total before the event is over by late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Conditions then will improve markedly throughout the early part of the week as a strong upper-level ridge builds in, displacing the active storm track well into Canada. And Typhoon Lan is bearing down on Japan and is set to make landfall later this afternoon or early evening before moving over Tokyo. While Lan is still weakening, it is expected to still be a powerful typhoon when it moves over the eastern part of the island with wind gusts of over 100 miles per hour. In addition, 6 to 12 inches of rain is expected, with isolated amounts of up to 20 inches causing life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Storm surge flooding is also expected as the typhoon comes ashore across the southeastern coast. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 16 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 57 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 86 set in 1979, and the record low 20 in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening 6:02 p.m., 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, continued warm today, highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and continued warm today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, continued warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with areas of fog in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and continued warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and continued warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds in the afternoon in the mid-70s. Cloudy with showers likely Tuesday, perhaps a heavier burst of rain or a thunderstorm, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, cooler with a shower possible Wednesday, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with showers Thursday, upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds near 60 Friday, and partly sunny on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.